Do I feel blessings? This is Kaylin Castell. I am the co-founder of the Shamanic Astrology Mystery School and the creator of the Celestial Timings. And this is a look at the sign of Taurus, when the sun is in the sign of Taurus. And again, from the Shamanic Astrology perspective, the sun sign is not archetype specific, but it does describe the energy that's available during that seasonal time of year. And the time of Taurus always happens 30 days after the spring equinox and lasts for 30 days. So this is the also considered the cross quarter, the halfway point when the sun reaches 15 degrees Taurus. It reaches the halfway point between the spring equinox and the summer solstice, and that's usually around the 1st of May. It's celebrated on as May Day or Beltane. It's often put on calendars as May 1st, but it's actually May 5th when the sun reaches 15 Taurus. And in ancient cultures, they really celebrated the cross quarter at the full moon closest to that time. So this is the energy that has to do with Earth. It's an Earth sign. So Taurus is not about moving quickly. It's not about making things happen fast. It's about really exploring aliveness of life force energy and how it expresses in the body, receiving the ecstasy of life force and the experience of being embodied. So if you have a Taurus sun, then it's would suggest there's an intention to listen to your body, to know to be connected to the earth, that a lot of your energy comes from a strong connection to the earth, a beautiful garden, time out in nature, different ways of connecting to the earth will be really helpful for those who have sun in Taurus. This is not an energy that moves fast like Aries, and we talked about Aries, and Aries is like it just can't get it done quick enough. Interestingly, the sun, when it's in Aries, is moving very fast along the horizon from the time of the spring equinox until the time of Beltane on May 5th, or 15, when the sun reaches 15 degrees Taurus. The sun has moved two-thirds of the way that it's going to move in its declination on its way to its furthest northern declination that happens at the summer solstice. Very fast. It's very, so the Aries is a very fast energy. Then it starts slowing down as it hits Taurus. And by the time it gets to the later degrees of Taurus, it's moving very slow. And as it gets into Gemini, actually the energy isn't moving as fast, or the sun is not moving as fast along the horizon. I find that an interesting sort of synchronicity that's the case. So if people have a Taurus sun, then everything that they do is being filtered through the energy of Taurus. Let's consider somebody who has, say, Venus in Aries, and they have a Taurus sun. It's very different than somebody who has Venus in Aries and an Aries sun, because Aries is fire. It moves really fast. It likes to act before it thinks. It really wants to just do things spontaneously, quickly, in the moment, and not think about it too much. That's the essence of Aries. If you have Venus in Aries and a Taurus sun, though, then it's going to slow down that Venus in Aries quite a bit, because the earth energies like to think about what they're going to do before they do it. They like time to savor and contemplate and be thinking of what is next, what's the next step. It's interesting, though, if somebody has a sun in Taurus and Venus in Taurus, they're going to have a different experience, or say Mars in Taurus, if it's a man, or Mars in Aries, they're going to have a different experience. So this is why sun sign astrology doesn't always work, because if the leading edge of the archetype is either the Venus or Mars position, Venus for a woman and Mars for a man. So the Venus position, if it's in Aries, is going to lead over the Taurus. The Venus position for a woman, if it's in Taurus, means it's really going to be Taurus. I have no doubt about what that energy is about. If the Venus position is in Gemini, then it's going to be there's going to be an integration of those energies, and Gemini is going to take the lead on that. And the Taurus Sun is intended to serve the energy, or to fuel the energy of, say, a Venus in Gemini or a Mars in Gemini, or any of the planetary energies. So we can always look at the sun sign as the fuel. I know I've said this before, but it's important to think of it about that way. And when we come to the time of year when the sun is in Taurus, it's a great time to give ourselves permission to slow down, to really take time to savor and enjoy the beauty of all the blooming flowers and all the things that are growing and all the babies that are being born and just the energy of spring and its fullness. And because it's quickly going to be turning into summer. So to take that time to be just reveling in all the brilliance of the colors, and it's a feast, it's a sensual feast, and that's what Taurus most enjoys.